Hello, hello, everybody. My name is Eve. I'm from the Seattle area. And tonight, I want to talk about dating with a large age gap, otherwise known as May to December relationships. So tonight, we're going to go over the pros, the cons, and just share some general experiences about the whole phenomena.
Everybody.
Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Hi, everybody. So tonight I'm just going to start out by asking our callers, what is the biggest age gap you have ever had in years with you and another person you are dating, maybe you're exclusive with? So I will start with Alexis. Tell us your largest age gap.
I was 18 and he was in his 60s.
He was in his 60s?
Well, let me just put it to you this way. I went away to school, and I had to take a philosophy class, did not want to go to class, came upon a situation where, okay, fine, I slept for my A, okay? So it was not a situation. He was married, and we came up with an arrangement where I slept for my A, okay? Come on. It was twice a week, and it was 5 hours each class. Who the hell wants to sit there and learn philosophy when you're 18?
Okay, so, like, okay, wow, this took a turn. I want to know, how did you come to this arrangement? Like, how did you bring it up to begin with? He was your teacher, right?
I did not bring it up. He propositioned me. Only because I wasn't exactly passing and I needed to turn my grades around. And even if I were able to turn it around, I wouldn't have passed with a really good grade anyway. And he said there were other arrangements. And one thing led to another. And, yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. Did you continue to see each other after the class, or were you done once the quarter ended?
I had him for one semester, and then I did it for another semester, and after that, I was done. And no, I was not the only student that benefited from that arrangement, but yeah.
Wow. So, like, looking back, do you feel, like, are you okay with that arrangement, or do you wish, like, you had done something different? Like, do you have any regrets is my question, or are you, like, hell with it, I passed, I'm happy?
To be 100% honest, I am not proud of the fact that I slept for my ace, if you really want to refer to it that way, but I did not graduate from that school. I left that school and came back home. No, I don't have a regret for it. If I could turn back time and did it another way, I probably would have. But may I just say that he probably is the reason why I kind of have a thing for older men. Just saying.
Oh, so this wasn't like a thing for you before. This experience is what opened the door for future older men. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Wow, okay. That was juicy. So you had like a 40-year age gap at the minimum, essentially.
Yep.
Huh. How about you? How about you, Kaya?
I was like, what was the question?
It was, what's the biggest age gap you've ever had with someone you've dated, been with, whatever? However you want to interpret it. What's your biggest age gap?
Ooh, that is a good question. So the biggest age gap I would have to say was 18 years. He was 18 years older than me. That was actually recently. I'm 30. I had just turned 30, too. And I approached this guy looking for my cell phone, and then me and him just kind of started seeing each other from there, or was kind of started dating from there. And he is now, he just had a birthday. He's now 48, 49.
Oh, okay. Okay. And how did y'all meet? Was he a teacher? Did he give you an A? I'm just kidding.
Well, no, he wasn't. He wasn't a teacher. I was coming out of a Walgreens, and I thought I lost my phone, and I thought I threw it away because I was cleaning out of my after I came out of the Walgreens, I wanted to clean out my car, so I took a whole bunch of papers and stuff that I had in my car, and I had threw them away. And then right before I was driving away, I'm like, "Where's my phone?" And I couldn't find my phone. And so I saw this guy coming out of Walgreens, and I didn't want to ask him because he looked like he was busy. And two, I was just like, no, like, it's in here. It's in my car somewhere. I just got to find it. So he almost, got in his car, and I was like, okay, just get out and ask him. So I got out, and I was like, excuse me, sir, can I ask you use your phone? And he was like, yeah, you can, but you have to come to my car while I charge my ankle monitor. And I'm like, I was dating it immediately because I'm just like, oh, no, like, I just stopped a murderer or something, I'm like, he had an ankle monitor on. I just thought the worst. And then so I used his phone to call my phone, and I found my phone in my truck.
Oh, my. So was he, like, have you dated older guys before, or was this, like, kind of a new thing for you, like a new experience?
And so when I was 18, actually I was 17, it was right before my 18th birthday, I had met my first boyfriend, and he was 22. So he wasn't my first, older man that I had dated. but he, I mean, as far as like that big of a gap difference or age difference, yes, he was.
Oh, okay, yeah. So my boyfriend now is similar. He's 19 years older than me, and that was really weird for me at first. I wasn't. I was really kind of embarrassed to tell people, like his age, and luckily he looks younger than he is. So he is 43. I'm 24, but he looks about like 33. Like he looks easily 10 years younger. But when we kind of came out to everybody, we were together, my mom definitely had a problem. She did not like it. She thought it was weird because, guys, he is 7 years younger than her. And I am 8 years older than his son. So technically, he could be with my mom. I could be with his son. And it was really hard. And even today, like, I still kind of get, like, with new people, who aren't about that lifestyle, I still kind of get looks like, oh, like, what, you have daddy issues, And it's like, no, he's just really cool. Like, I thought he was a lot younger, honestly. So, Stefan, Mike, to you, Alexis.
You know,
so, what's up?
I was just going to say, so the man that I dated the guy that was almost 20 years older than me, I would have to say that he was definitely, like, I wouldn't say a father figure, but almost. Like, I feel like the advice that he would give me was something that I guess you can, it was, yeah, that's something I would be looking for and, like, I would be hoping to get from, like, my dad or, like, my brother or just any male figure in my life. Like, I've never gotten advice from any male figure. So when he would give me advice, it was, like, I felt like it kind of broken up some emotional ties or emotional issues that I was, that maybe I had been dealing with. And it was definitely a different experience for me, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I have never met somebody more stable in my life, and it's definitely been, he's definitely a mentor, and I will say that. As far as just helping me with this very turbulent time in my life, figuring out what I want to do, not really knowing which direction to go. So it has helped a lot having somebody older and wiser and who's kind of been through it all. And, like, I totally agree. Do you agree, Alexis? Is that how it is for you?
For me, in all honesty, I really don't have daddy issues to where the reason why I think them is because I want fatherly advice. For me, I date them significantly older because of the maturity level and what they offer in life. Because you guys have heard the saying that women mature faster than men. And in my case, my childhood forced me to grow up a lot quicker than my friends. So by the time I was a teenager, I was light years away from my friends. Like, I had responsibilities that adults had. I was responsible for helping take care of my grandmother and one of my aunts who happened to be living at home at the time. So my teenage years, I wasn't out there partying. I wasn't going to the mall. I did do my school activities that were on the weekends, and the weekends where I did not have school activity, I would go home to Maryland to help take care of my grandmother and said aunt. So when I see older men, it's just stability for me. It's like less of a roller coaster ride. They don't play the mind games that people like to play, and it's all about conversation. I did not realize this about myself, but there is a term called sapiosexual, where you are attracted to intelligence before you are to looks. And that describes me, because I hate to put it this way, if you open your mouth and you're dumber than a brick, bye.
Mm-hmm. And you find that older men in general are more intelligent than men your own age? Like, that's been kind of true with your experience?
I would not say that it's been true. I have met men who are my own age, and they are just as intelligent as anybody who's older or anybody who's younger. Because you can be intelligent at any age. It's just whether you read or through life experience and stuff. But I cannot stand dating people my own age, only because I find it very frustrating when they don't know what they want. And because I am a plus-size woman, it's hard to find somebody my age who is accepting of that, especially because society looks down on the plus-size community. So it's kind of hard to find somebody who is younger or my own age who is very accepting of me being a plus-size. Because there's something that is called dating plus-size on the down-low, where you don't take them out, you don't treat them as you would a normal date, but you get all the benefits. Yeah, but you do it behind doors. I want somebody who is going to be comfortable with me in any situation and is proud to go out to dinner with me, that's not going to be ashamed of being seen with me.
Yeah, I respect that. No, completely. I'm going to respond right after the break.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website. Check out our store. We are releasing 3 new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now. You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you.
Now, Kaya, did you have a similar experience with your guy who was 18 years older? Like, did you feel like you could be yourself more? Did you feel like he was more accepting of anything about you that maybe guys your age are more discriminatory against?
I honestly did. Like, I feel like there's more pressure dating more men my age only because of, I would say, social media. And it could be just me thinking that, you know, men my age just want a particular girl or, you know, based on looks and appearance and stuff like that. So, yeah, I would definitely say that when I was dating my friend, which is now my friend, when I was dating him, I just felt like I didn't need to, you know, dress up all the time and I didn't need to wear makeup. And, you know, I met him with my natural hair and he thought it was beautiful because he was like, you know, not a lot of women are wearing, you know, wearing their natural.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah. But yeah, he allowed me. You know, he allowed me to be myself. He really did. My silly self. Yeah, and he was. He said he also showed me that I was hard on myself, and he was like, you know, you got to stop doing that because it's not, you know, it's not good for you. And I was just like, wow, like I've never had, granted, like, I thought something was wrong with me, you know? I'm like, well, why don't I attract men? I thought it was my opinion that, you know, that didn't attract men or men. And he was like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you, but you have to stop, you know, stop being so hard on yourself. He was like, let it all go and just be, you know, just be yourself. So yeah, it was a different experience. I mean, I'm glad that he allowed me to be myself because now it's like I'm not trying to hide myself from nobody, no matter who it is. And if they judge me, they judge me. If they don't, they don't.
I definitely agree with that.
But see, here's the thing, right? Sometimes younger men are mature. Sometimes a guy your own age is mature, or sometimes older guys are mature, but the same can be said. Sometimes older people are immature, same age immature, younger immature. For me, in my current relationship, how he won me over, the first time I spoke to this man, it was supposed to be for phone sex. Don't judge. We all have our vices. Long story short, I was already in a relationship. My relationship was rock bottom. And he knew that I was on an app to have phone sex. And he knew all about it. It wasn't like I was doing it on the down low or behind his back or anything. So when I met my current boyfriend, we were supposed to, you know, hook up, have fun. But when we got on the phone, we chatted for 7 hours. And no, it was not about phone sex. It was just a regular conversation. I was so enthralled with this man. Have you ever gotten on the phone with someone that you just met and be able to have a conversation that's for 7 hours? And by the time it's time to go to bed, you're like, where did those 7 hours go?
Yeah. Right. Well, I've never had phone sex, so I think we should do a toss on that. Because I'm curious now. So it's an app, you said, where you, like, just match with
okay,
people
yes.
and have phone sex?
It's,
oh,
yes.
okay.
It's an app, and you go in there, and the rooms you look for are phone sets. And you just meet people in there that are from all walks of life, and if you hit it off, you exchange phone numbers, and you go and you have your fun. All I have to say is I kind of developed a reputation of being really good at it, so I'm extremely picky who I play with.
Oh, my God.
How do you
I
think
never,
I won my boyfriend over?
I don't know.
My charms
I'm learning more about you.
It wasn't just my charms and my brains, you know. And did I mention he had a girlfriend, too, and he left her for me?
No, you did not mention that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I told you, I was in a relationship. He was in a relationship. I chose to leave my relationship first because my relationship was rock bottom. So there was a point where my current boyfriend was dating the girl he was with and me at the same time, and I got sick and tired of that. So I gave him an ultimatum. I literally told him that by a certain date, he needed to make up his mind who he wanted to be with, because if he's going to be with her, then he and I need to cut our ties and call it a day, or he needs to leave her. And, yeah, he broke up with her. And may I add,
wow.
That was a little bit over six months ago, and we're quite happy. Sorry.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every.
I have no idea what's going on with Blog Talk tonight. That was unintentional. So sorry, listeners. But yeah, we left our prospective partners for each other.
Okay, well, honestly, like, something that really, because I know people are immature at every age, they're shallow, but for me, it really bothers me when older guys, and I'm talking like 40, 50, 60 plus, pick women apart, especially when they themselves, you know, aren't looking their best. And so, like, I was talking to my mom and her friend is dating. And she likes to date men her age. She's 47. And she said the men there are like, you know, everyone at that age has something going on. Like, you know, you're not, what, 20 and, like, perfect anymore or whatever. And she's like, they're so shallow. Like, they will just rip girls apart that age. And I'm like, okay, it's one thing for a young guy to be like that. But I think when you're older and you're still, like, caught up in that, that is, like, that's really ugly to me, honestly. And so I agree with you that not all older men are, like, really calm, accepting, loving, mature, wise. Like, they are human. Well, some are, are at least imperfect. So, yeah, I definitely agree with that because that's real. And I wanted to ask you now if you guys would date anybody younger. And I'll start with you, Kaya.
I actually have dated somebody a little bit younger. I'm not really quite sure how I felt about that because it was okay. Like, he wasn't too much younger. I dated him when I was 29. I think he was, don't judge me, because it's like really, and I usually don't date guys this men this young. But, I mean, he was very established. He had his own place, had his own career job. He was, you know, building up his business and, like, so he was very well off. And we would just have casual sex. Like, and it wasn't just about the sex. Like, I was trying to leave that out. but he caught on to me. And I'm still not even sure if this was his correct age, so I would say that he was about, I would say he was about maybe 22, 21, 22, maybe 23.
Oh.
And I'm still, yeah. Yeah, well, because honestly, I wasn't sure if he was. It's, to me, it is. Like, I didn't want to date anybody that young, you know, but I mean, it was just one night, and I mean, it wasn't just one night. Again, it was like, it was just casual sex, and it was nice. Like, he was there when I, you know, anytime I'm on call friends, you know, he was there when I needed it. Whenever I called him, so it was fun. I could definitely say it was fun. I don't want to, and I feel like kind of like a cougar almost, because again, I didn't want to date somebody that young. That's, to me, that's almost like walking the cradle. And
I thought he was gonna be like 18.
That's the thing. So I would invite him to go to bars, and I would invite him to go to, you know, let's go to a bar. And he was like, okay, well, we can do it. Then it would be like an excuse why he couldn't come. And I'm just like, oh my God, please just be 21 at least. Just be 21.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to feel like I was taking advantage of anybody. But I mean, we would drink at home, but we would never go out and drink. And I would tell him, let's go to a bar, you know, let's go have a drink somewhere. And he would be like, yeah, okay, that's fine. And then the day before we were supposed to meet up, he wouldn't come. Like, the first night I met him, we were meeting at a bar, and I sat there for an hour, and then he came right before the bar had closed. And I was like, oh, my God, like, you could at least told me that you wasn't going to make it. And he was like, it wasn't that I'm here. And I was texting him, come inside. He was like, no, it's getting ready to close in like 5 minutes. So I come outside, I meet him outside, and I was like, I'm going home, I'm frustrated. Like, you basically stood me up, and now you're here wanting me to, you know, hang out with you at your house. And I was like, you know what, second, I'm going to go take him home, give him the best sex ever, and I'll never call him back. The next morning, he was like, can we make time for dinner since I screwed up last night? And I was like, no, because of what you did last night. Like, it was disrespectful just to leave me sitting there in a bar when we had plans all week to meet up. And so, excuse me. And so he was like, okay, well, let me make it over with you through dinner. And so we had dinner, and he just became, like, literally a casual thing.
Was it really obvious to you that there was an age gap? Or, like, if you didn't know anything about him and you just, like, saw him on the street, would you just think, like, oh, like, he's around my age? Or did he look really young? Did he act really young? Like, dress? Like, what was he like?
He said, he did look a little young, but he looked at least 24. He told me he was 22, but he wouldn't meet me at the bar. So I'm like, okay. But because he had his own liquor, I was like, he has to be 21 because he lives, you know, he lives alone. So I'm like, he has to be 21 because how else is he getting his liquor? Granted, I know people have their ways of getting their liquor and stuff like that, but he lives alone. So I'm like, it's a possibility he's 21. You know, buying his own liquor, maybe he just didn't like the club scene or the bar scene.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like he would have at least came in and said, let's go, or I don't know. I know what you mean. I would be really suspicious too, because that actually happened to me one time. I was 17, and I told the guy I was 21, and he was like, okay, like, come into the bar. And I was like, my car broke down. He's like, well, I'll come pick you up. And I was like, oh, well, I'm like really far away. It just got more and more obvious that I really wasn't the age I said I was. So he might have been 18. I'm sorry, but I'm just kidding. He was probably older, but that is suspicious. We're going to come back and ask Alexis dating younger men right after the break. Welcome back. Okay, Alexis, it's your turn. Have you ever dated somebody younger, and what was that like?
Oh, my God. Much to my detriment, yes, I did. And would I ever do it again? Hell no. I'd rather die.
Why?
I cannot believe I'm going to admit this on live air, but what the hell? I already threw myself under the bus anyway.
So I met this guy online. It was when Craigslist was all the rage, and I was just looking for someone to chat with because I was at my grandmother's house, and I was supposed to be watching her, and I was bored to tears. So met this guy. He lied and told me he was older because I was looking for older gentlemen, but I did not put in an age group because people are going to lie. So I just put it out there. I was looking for older. So he guessed the number, and he happened to guess 40-something, if I remember correctly. Well, I started talking to him. Then finally he admitted to me he was actually 4 years younger than me. And this was kind of like an issue because I was 30, so he's my sister's age, okay? And let me make this perfectly clear. I do not associate with anybody who is younger than me unless they happen to be coworkers or classmates or people I'm related to, okay? I don't associate with anybody younger than me because everybody is either my age or significantly older. So, like, you know, it's not like I really hang out with the younger crowd. So I was like, you know what, this guy seemed nice, let's just continue to talk to him. We ended up dating. Long story short, worst boyfriend ever. And that's saying something, because I've dated some assholes. Because basically what happened
so bad.
My grandmother died after my 30th birthday. So I met him around my sister's birthday, which was May. My grandmother died in July. He just wasn't very supportive. He basically wasn't calling to check on me. And then basically, like, the day before the memorial service and such like that, he literally told me, he goes, would you be okay if I didn't show up? Because I just don't feel comfortable at funerals, et cetera, et cetera. And need I remind you, he only lived 20 minutes away from the funeral home. So, like, I was just so upset, and I just didn't want to deal with it. So I said, fine, whatever. Meanwhile, he lived 20 minutes down the street from the funeral home. My best friend lived in California. And when she found out, she offered to fly across the country to be with me if I needed it. But at the time, I said no because she had a lot going in her family life. But can you believe that somebody offered to fly across country to be with me in my moment of need, and the person who supposedly is in a relationship with me can't drive down the street?
Wow.
Yeah. No, I've never been in that situation.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, seriously?
Right. That's not surprising, Alexis. You have, like, that's not surprising. I mean, that's not surprising. You're a dope chick. Like, who wouldn't want to fly across the state to see you?
See, but, like, the weird thing was, after the whole situation and after my grandma passed, right, there was, like, 2 weeks where I wasn't speaking to him, and he knew that I was really upset. So how we broke up was, I never officially broke up with him. I just stopped speaking to him. I stopped returning his phone calls. I wouldn't answer. He called for about a month, and after that I never heard from him again because I think he got the picture.
Wow, you ghosted him. You did it.
Well,
when were you guys like...
Back.
True, but, like, how long were y'all together?
It was a very short relationship.
Months?
I told you, I met him in May. My grandmother died in July. But, see, here's the thing about me. If you're 20 minutes down the street, you couldn't even drive down the street
just to make sure that I was okay, because I'm the kind of person that if I'm your friend, whether I'm a close friend, whether I'm just an acquaintance, still would check up on you. Like, for example, I know we ladies just met, right? But if you were to say, hey, somebody I knew really, really, that was really close to me passed away, even if I couldn't fly across the country to be there for you guys, I still would at least make an effort to reach out to you guys to make sure you're okay. He did none of that. So, like, you know, for me, that's really big, because you live 20 minutes down the street from the funeral home. You couldn't at least make an effort to reach out to me. I'm not saying you had to come to the funeral. I'm not saying you had to come to the memorial service, but you could have at least checked up on me. You didn't. But meanwhile, my best friend was going through something really scary with her daughter, where her daughter was hospitalized, but she still said, if you needed me, I will fly across country. So, like, my best friend was willing to leave her situation temporary to fly across the country to be there for me, and you live 20 minutes down the road and you can't even make an appearance. So I was done.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, so you never heard from him again? You guys haven't spoken since?
No, I told you, after the funeral, he did call the day of the funeral, though. I will give him that. He called after the funeral. I didn't bother to pick up my phone. He called that night on Skype, did not bother to answer Skype. He texted me a couple of times, did not bother to answer those. And he tried for about a month. And, yeah, I will be the first one to admit, yeah, I ghosted him. I never said I was a perfect person.
Hey, I mean,
oh, my God.
I mean, I think it has its time and place. Like, I agree. I mean, not everybody needs closure, but and you all weren't together that long, so I mean, I don't know, but I'm sorry that happened. That sounds rough. And yeah, if your grandma died, I would definitely send my condolences as well. Yeah. So my next question, since you guys have both dated somebody significantly older, I'm gonna start with you, Kaya. Did you tell anybody about it? Did you ever get weird looks in public? Was it really obvious? Like, what was your experience with other people observing you two in your relationship?
At first, no. I couldn't tell my family how old he was. But they must have been, he was like, what's going on with you? You know? And I was like, what do you mean, what's going on with you? She was like, you seem happy. And it's my twin sister, by the way, so she knows everything about me. She knows when I'm not feeling good. We just had this weird, which, you know, this, I guess you could say intuition with each other. But, yeah, so she's like, what's going on with you? Like, you seem happy. What's, like, is there somebody new? Like, is one of your dudes, like, you know, being, you know, are you getting closer to one of your dudes? Like, what's going on? And I just heard it. But I kept them a secret probably for a month. And then I just told her, like, yeah, there is somebody new. And she was like, oh, well, tell me about him. And I told her, you know, well, I met this guy, and I didn't want to give her a full background of him, because I know my family wouldn't have accepted him. They definitely wouldn't have accepted his age, let alone where he came from, how he grew up, and et cetera, et cetera. So when I told her that, you know, I finally did tell her that he was older, she was like, are you serious? Like, you're dating dad? And I was like, huh? Like, what the hell do you mean? You know, like, I was like, what the hell do you mean? And she was like, dude, like, he's way older than our father. And I was like, I know. That's why I didn't want to say anything and don't tell anybody. You know, I wanted to keep it a secret. And of course, it didn't go that way. So she told my older sister, like, she had just called me and told me that you're dating somebody older. Like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with it. I was like, it's just for now. Like, I don't know where this is going, how long this is going to last. You guys, this is what I wanted to say. Like, I didn't want to say anything to my family. Because they, of course, it spread. It's like wildfire. And of course, my grandma wanted to meet him. my mom was like, my mom wanted to talk to him over the phone just to see if she can get a feel for him. And I was just like, this is happening way, way too fast. So I felt like I was pressured to, you know, introduce, because he was an older man, I felt like I was pressured to introduce him to my family, even though I didn't introduce him to everyone. Just I let him speak to my mother over the phone. I let him speak to I introduced him to my grandma, and everybody was just like, no. No, Kaya. Like,
wow.
It seems like my mom said no. She was like, you know, I met like him in the past, and yeah, they said good dreams, but I'm sorry, sweetie, like, this is, like, he's not the one for you. And then my grandmother was just like, the same thing. She was like, you might have to bump your head on your own, but he's not the one for you. What put the icing on the cake for me was my sister. And she was like, I had a dream that you were being pummeled, like not fumbled, but she was like, I was getting beat to death by somebody. Like, she said, in this dream, like, this person, like, really kicked my, you know, really beat me up badly. And I was like, now all of a sudden everybody having, like, everybody's third eye opened up. Like, so I'm just like, okay. But, I mean, that wasn't the icing on the cake. The icing on the cake was his girlfriend calling me and telling me that they were still intimate. So.
Oh, my God. What? Was she young, too? Or
yeah.
I guess you probably don't know. Huh? Oh, she was? Oh, I'm so
you
sorry.
Did you win?
Yeah, that would be the that would be the icing on the cake. Like, what the hell? I did not expect that.
Yeah,
oh.
I mean, don't get me wrong, great guy. I mean, wonderful man. Like, I don't regret anything that I did, and I'm like that about all the guys that I ever dated. Like, all of them have been pretty good. It just didn't work out for whatever reasons it didn't work out for. But again, he was a great guy. I don't regret anything that I did. Granted, he did hurt me, but I have completely forgiven him, and we still talk to this day. You know, we're still good friends, but. Yeah, I felt like I let him know, like, you don't have a chance. Like, there's no way, no how, like, we'll ever be together because, no, just no.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've only had that happen once, and it hurts. Honestly, it hurts when it's, like, the girlfriend calling you because, I don't know. It's just a
it
awkward phone conversation. At least my phone. Oh, it's face-to-face.
It wasn't the face. It's gonna have to be another topic because I have some stories, ladies.
And with
that's a good idea.
And with that, we're gonna take a quick break and be back.
Today's trending news. The original cast of MTV's beloved reality show Laguna Beach is reuniting for the first time since filming the show in order to promote voter registration ahead of the November election. Cast members Lauren Conrad, Stephen Coletti, Lo Bosworth, and more are all set to participate in the event. The cast is partnering with the #GoodToVote campaign to drive new voter registration and current voter participation. The catch, at least 500 people must register to vote or check their registration before the reunion is released. Numerous casts have also been reuniting recently to help raise funds for political causes and voting initiatives in this turbulent election year. Just this weekend, the casts of Mean Girls and Dazed and Confused announced reunions on behalf of #GoodToVote, respectively.
Okay, we're back. So your family didn't accept him, and I guess his girlfriend didn't accept you either. So, darn. That's rough. My family didn't accept my boyfriend either when I didn't actually tell them immediately for the same reason, because I knew it was going to be bad. Like, I already knew that my parents were going to have a problem, my mother specifically, because like I said, they're like 7 years apart. So I waited. I told her. She freaked out. But I would say they've come around because, like, he really is a nice guy. and he's polite and he's funny, and my dad really likes him, which I did not expect. My dad's actually been pretty supportive, but my friends, they think I'm weird. I mean, we don't really talk about it. They just kind of ask, like, how's Carl? And, you know, I told them about the age thing, and we haven't really talked about it since. So I'm not really sure how they feel, but I'm assuming they think it's weird. And his family definitely thought it was weird. And I wasn't going to tell them my age, but they asked what I did for a living. And at the time, I was in college, so I just said, oh, I'm still in school. And I just kind of watched their eyes glaze over, like, wait, what? And I was 22 at the time. And, yeah, it was really awkward. But how about you, Alexis? How do people react to you and your boyfriend's age difference? Are they, like, weirded out by it? Are they used to it?
There are two. I'm going to give your answer in the two-parter. When I was 18 and I came back home, I never told anybody about that professor thing because, frankly, I'm Asian and I'm not trying to get murdered. Okay? Just saying. Okay?
Okay, right.
I am 34. I will put it out there on air. I'm 34 years old and I'm still scared of the woman who raised me. Okay? I'm not stupid. I didn't tell her. But when I came back home and I was 18, I told her I wanted to go on a date, and she said the only guy that I could get to date me was someone my own age, because no older man was going to go out on a date with me. And yeah, I basically told her that we'll see. I managed to get a 43-year-old on a dinner date when I was 18, just to prove a point to the woman who raised me that I could get an older man to take me out on a date. Let's just say I never heard from him after the date, and I have a feeling because my aunt works very closely with the state police.
Oh,
wait, and being Asian, I'm just going to say I look a lot younger than I actually am. So when I was 18, let's just say I still looked 14, 15. So, yeah, that's one thing. And then the second half is, how do I put this nicely? Girl, are you trying to get me murdered? I am not dumb enough to bring home any significant other, regardless of age gap, regardless of same age or younger. Because let me put it to you this way. If anybody meets my family, I will never have a relationship ever again until the day I die. I learned that the hard way by watching someone else who was dumb enough to bring somebody home. So let me put it to you this way. The only way I am ever going to bring a man home is two situations. One, I want to get rid of him and I don't have a good enough reason to, so my family will take care of that for me. Or two, he's married to me for about 10 years. We have 3 kids and it's going to cost him a boatload of money to get a divorce for me. Other than that, I'm not dumb enough to bring home anybody. And no, I'm not dumb enough to tell them.
Wait, So, like, how do your boyfriends feel about that? Are they understanding, or do they get offended because you won't bring them home to meet their parents? Like, how does that work?
After, see, here's the thing. My boyfriend is in Michigan, right, because we met right before the corona hit. We had plans to meet and everything, but then corona hit, right? My boyfriend has heard so many stories about my family, he doesn't want to meet them. I don't want to meet his crazy family either. I don't want to meet his crazy family either. So, no, we're quite happy with the way things are because, like I said, I love my family, okay? I love them. How can I not love them? But I'm also not stupid. Mama didn't raise an idiot.
Yeah, well, at least, like, y'all are on the same page. Sounds like. You're crazy. My family's crazy. Like, let's not include them. And I respect that. I've actually never done that. I bring everybody home. Maybe I should stop because we break up shortly after. So thanks for that tip.
that, I'm going to take one more quick short break, and then we only have a couple of minutes when we come back.
Okay, all right.
And yep, that was a short break.
That was really short. It was like 5 seconds. I guess I just kind of wanted to wrap up the show tonight with, I thought there'd be at least one person on here who was really against age gap relationships, but you guys clearly aren't. So if you had to guess, like, why people judge it, like, what would be your understanding of how they're thinking? And I'll start with you, Kaya.
My family, they still, like, because I'm still growing, you know, as a woman, I'm still very naive, and I hate to even say that I'm still naive and I'm still gullible, but I got a big heart for everybody. And so they do. They feel like, you know, they feel like I wasn't necessarily ready. They felt like the guy that I was dating I'm a few years older than me, they felt like he should have been more established. You know, he had been on, granted he does have a lot of wisdom that he could have shared, but they felt like he could have been more stable, and he wasn't. So they're like, you know, if you're going to date somebody, either side, you might want to date somebody that has, you know, already things going for themselves. And the fact that he didn't, they felt like, you know, I was being manipulated in a way. They felt like, you know, he was just selling me a dream, and they felt like I was just being gullible, wanting to find, you know, somebody to love me. So that was my family's thing. That was my family's problem.
Yeah, I feel like I can't win because they're like, you know, people are like, you know, well, you're just using him. You know, it must be money, you know, because, like, why would you be with someone that old? And I'm like, well, he's broke. And then it's like, what, he's broke? Like, why don't you find someone more established? And I'm just like, we have a good time. Like, right now, that's enough for me. Maybe I am naive because, like, my family thinks so, too. They think, like, oh, like, you're going to regret it one day, you know, because, you know, he's broke. Like, he's not going to ever bounce back from that. He's too old. And I'm like, that's okay, but, I mean, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, but all I know is right now, like, it's working, and I'm happy, and we're, like, similar. I don't feel bad for being broke all the time because he's broke. I don't know. I mean,
right. Same here. Like, me being older and him, you know, the money wasn't a thing for me. Like, I mean, not that it helped, but, I mean, it's not everything, you know? It's not always about money, or it's not always about looks. It's about somebody that's just real. And he had a background. Like, he, you know, people are scared to share their background stories, and it's like, that's what makes you who you are. You can't be afraid of that. And I never had somebody that actually told me, like, the worst of the worst of the worst. And I'm like, okay, he has a background, I have a background. And, you know, when you share those stories, it actually opens you up. And so it was different for me. And my family was just like, no, he needs to be more. Like, he needs to have more. He can't just come into your life and expect you to do everything.
But here's the thing that I have realized, okay? And this is just coming from my point of view. I've seen both sides of the argument. Because as your parents or as your siblings or as your family, they're always going to want more for you. But they need to learn their place also, because you're over 18, which means you're legally an adult. You can make your own decisions. They're just going to have to live with the fact that you're no longer a minor. They can't tell you what to do anymore. You don't live under their roof where you have to follow their rules. So it's just going to be a matter of fact where you are respectful. I'm not going to say that go out there and disrespect your elders, because that's not the way to go. But me personally, I'm just going to put it this way. If you don't want people to chime in on your relationship, if you don't want people to have an opinion, if you are the kind of person who just don't want to hear it, then don't say anything. Because if you don't say anything, people don't know who you're dating. People don't know your situation. They can't comment on it. I come from a family where
you're an idiot if you're going to open your mouth to certain people in this family, because if you do that, the whole damn family's going to know, then your phone is going to blow up, because everybody's going to have an opinion, whether it's positive, negative, or they just want to get the mouth moving. Me, personally, I'm 34 years old. Yes, I respect my aunt. Yes, I will never mouth off to her in a way where it's going to be completely disrespecting her. But you know what? I know what? She doesn't know who I'm dating. She doesn't know if I'm dating. She's not going to know it or any way or how, because it's none of her damn business.
So for me,
yeah,
I have the mindset of, I have a younger sister. I love my sister, okay? I don't know if she's dating somebody. I don't know if she's talking to somebody. I don't know if she's texting. If she wants to share it with me, great. If she shares it with me, I sure as hell am not going to tell anybody in my family, because it's none of their business and it's not my business to share. So everybody's going to have an opinion, whether you're dating somebody younger, whether you're dating somebody your own age, or whether you're dating somebody significantly older. Because let's just be honest. Isn't there a saying out there where every mother thinks no woman is going to be good enough for her son, and every father thinks no man is going to be good enough for his daughter? So by definition, who is good enough for the person that is dating the person that you know? At the end of the day, if that person is respectful, that person treats you with kindness, that person loves you, that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, like I told my boyfriend, everybody can have an opinion about our relationship, because everybody does. But at the end of the day, the only damn opinion I give flying freak about is my own and his opinion when it comes to our relationship. Because the last time I checked, I'm not dating his parents. I'm not dating his family. I'm not dating his ex, nor am I dating his daughter. I am dating him. So the only opinion I really care about or I need to know is his opinion. Everybody can keep their 2 cents to themselves.
Damn. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I do think it's important to, like, acknowledge the reasons, you know, like, why people would have a problem, because like, for people, honestly, they look at my relationship and they see him and they think, oh, it's sex. Like, you just want to have sex with somebody younger. And, like, of course there's sexual attraction and stuff, but, like, I think it's good to, like, also acknowledge, like, all the factors, because it's not always about, like, getting some hot young thing. Like, it could be a variety of reasons, or it could be that, because that does exist, too. So I really appreciate you all, just, like, telling me your stories. And Alexis, you're wild. I had no idea. And, wow, I love it. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. And,
thank you for tuning in to Living Single Across America. We would love to hear how you are living single in your city. So please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and our website at www.livingsingle.org. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe for a free newsletter. Thank you. Until next time.